Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. As you listen to today's commentary, you should know that the promising ideas that I talk about to benefit mankind will likely rely on biotechnology once again just to make it work. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Down on the farm. That's where I was last week. We could use some rain, but so far so good. The corn seems to be in good shape, and in walking the fields, I was happy to find very good pollination. It's been hot. When it's hot, the pigs don't eat. They don't gain weight like they should. Besides, it's a challenge just to keep the sows cool. As my son cranked up the auger wagon to haul feed to the finishing barns, I couldn't help but think about an article recently appearing in the paper in Peoria. Scientists look to pigs as potential organ donors. I look at my pigs and I wonder, if you need a heart and there aren't enough human hearts to meet the need, how about a heart from a good-hearted pig? There wouldn't be any shortage. There are other parts that might fulfill the need too. Kidneys are in short supply and livers would work. What will the animal rights people have to say about pigs as organ donors? And will the recipients tend to squeal a lot and root around? According to the network, which manages a national transplant waiting list, about 177,000 Americans stood in line for transplants last year, while 23,000 actually received them. The need for organ donors is documented. But why turn to the pig and not a cow or a horse or sheep? The answer is simple. Pigs' organs are the right size. And pigs are smart, too. Now, chimps would be a good choice, but the environmentalists would put a stop to that. There's a real problem of organ rejection, though, and that isn't solved yet, but a lot of work is in process. So that's the way it is. Pigs are the donors of choice. Maybe they can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear after all. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.